Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Have you heard of the individual named Bartimaeus? And do you know about his relationship with Jesus the Christ? Well, read about Bartimaeus in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Now, I want to read all three passages of Scripture that deal with Bartimaeus, and we're going to note that there are certainly great similarities with all three of them, as we would expect, but there are certain differences between them also. And then I'll explain why I want to read all three of them. The first is found in Matthew chapter 20, beginning with verse 29. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on them, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, What will ye that I shall do unto you? And they said unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them, and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. The second is in Mark chapter 10, beginning with verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway, begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, say, And Jesus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But they cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good cheer, rise, he calleth for thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus in the way. The third passage is in Luke chapter 18, beginning with verse 35. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before him rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight. Thy faith hath made thee whole and saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Now, these records are not exactly alike in every particular. There are no contradictions between them. But it takes all three of the records to have the full story, because one account may include certain information that the others do not. And taken together, we learn everything that God has considered important for us to know and to learn the lessons intended. Now, there are certain details given in one passage that's not given in another, and we want to take note of that, because, friend, these passages are not just copied one from the other. The individuality of each of these records is certainly emphasized by the fact that there are certain minor differences between the reports. One will say one particular and the other may omit it completely. The other will have something to say that's not included in the second or the third. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem when he met Bartimaeus. Calvary was but 1 week away, and the end of his personal ministry on earth would soon be upon him. By this time, his fame was widespread, and the people responded to him with varying reactions, some very positive and receptive. But there were others, of course, that were negative, that were even hostile. And as Jesus made his way toward the city, he knew what awaited him there. He had already informed his disciples, as recorded in Mark chapter 10, and they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered into the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles, and they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. Well, as Jesus went from place to place, it was not unusual that he would be followed by great throngs of people. And this was because his fame and reputation for doing the many miracles that he did and the good works, all of that information preceded him. It is likely that these blind men had heard something about Jesus of Nazareth. And on the way, Jesus met the man Bartimaeus. Now, Matthew reveals that they were two men. Mark and Luke only focus attention on the one. But of course, if there was the two, there was the one. Mark and Luke only talk about Bartimaeus. Now, let's notice this man. He was not a ruler. He was not a religious leader. He was not a king. He was not a rich man. What was it about him that was unique? Well, he was a beggar, and a blind beggar at that. And he was beside the highway, begging as the people went by. You see, begging was about the only means of livelihood that existed for such people that were blind at that time. But Bartimaeus heard the noise of the crowd, and he asked what it meant, and he was told that Jesus was coming. Isn't it obvious that he had heard something about Jesus before this time? It's evidenced by the events that follow. One point we don't want to overlook is that Jesus, even though in the midst of a throng of people, he was mindful of even one. He showed concern for this single individual, and he demonstrated interest and compassion toward this one man. Being told that Jesus was coming along the way, Bartimaeus began to cry out to Jesus. Now, the way he addresses Jesus showed that he considered Jesus more than just another man. He considered him to be a prophet and more than just another miracle worker. He called him the Son of David. Now, friend, that's significant because Matthew says he called him Lord. The word Lord means master, of course, and the Son of David. It was prophesied by the prophets of old that the Messiah that God promised to send would be of the seed of David. So it is very likely that Bartimaeus had only heard about Christ, but he already believed that he was significantly different from all others in whom he had encountered. There can be little doubt that Bartimaeus, even with the information about Jesus that he had, was already convinced that Jesus was the one that God promised to send. Well, Bartimaeus recognized that he was in need. He believed that Jesus had the power to provide for his need. He also realized that he was helpless to do for himself what was so needful. Therefore, he urgently and persistently sought the help of Jesus. Mark records how Jesus took note of his cry, and he called for Bartimaeus to be brought to him. And here we see the meeting of Bartimaeus and Jesus was realized. Friend, we, like Bartimaeus, must realize that we have a need. We have a spiritual need, a need which by ourselves cannot be met. And we must understand, however, that Jesus has the power to provide and give us the solution to our need. Like Bartimaeus, we must recognize him to be more than just an exceptional man. He was not merely a great leader. He was not merely a teacher. He was all of these things. He was not going to be merely a martyr for a righteous cause. But as his name indicates, he is the Savior. Jesus means Savior. He was Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. We must confess, as did the Apostle Peter, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. We must be convinced, as the centurion at the cross, when he died on that cross, truly this was the Son of God. Now we often refer to the people on the day of Pentecost, and for good reason, because that's the day that the Lord's church began. The people heard the evidence concerning Christ as being preached by Peter and the other apostles, all of them guided by the Holy Spirit, and they were convinced that God hath made this same Jesus whom ye crucified, both Lord and Christ. Peter and the others must have been very persuasive. The people had respect for the teaching of the prophets, and they believed what they were told about Jesus of Nazareth. And they cried out, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Well, this reflected an attitude toward what they learned and an attitude they had toward Jesus. And it reflected the realization that they were in need, just like Bartimaeus was in need. And they understood that Jesus could provide for that need. And friend, this is the same attitude that people today must have if we're going to be benefited by the Christ. We must understand we have a spiritual need for the forgiveness of sins because it's sins that separates us from God. And Jesus Christ is the solution to that problem. He is the only solution that God has provided. He is the only solution that God will ever provide. And we need to cry out as did those people, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter told them to repent and be baptized, every one of them, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Friend, if we will do as they did, believe what they did, and obey like they did, our need of spiritual forgiveness will be met. Well, in our next lesson, we're going to look some more at Bartimaeus. This is A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.